Okay, well, I want to get into the Word here tonight, and all of you are aware, obviously, that we're about to embark on a specific project that we're calling our Harvest Outreach, and the emphasis is holding forth the truth of God's Word and making it available to others to bring them into the family of God and help those that are already in the family know Him better so that they can walk with great love and victory in their lives. So I do want to also share another goal or a purpose of the Harvest Outreach. And I think this is really important for all of you to understand this. And that is to provide an opportunity of learning and growing for each and every person that's going to participate, that they can recognize their true value in the family business, all right? So that each person can recognize how important they are in God's business. Now, what is God's business? Well, God's business is doing His desire, and His desire is all men saved and come to a knowledge of the truth. And that's a big deal. And God has given us that opportunity to do that. So I trust that all of us can better recognize our value, our true value in the family business, and that we can learn some valuable skills in light of going out and witnessing and sharing the gospel and ministering to people and bringing people to God and His wonderful Son, Jesus Christ. You know, being a Christian is not just about knowing God's Word, where we can live the more abundant life and have all our needs met. Yes, that's great. God wants us to be blessed and happy and have our needs met and live victoriously. But I think there's a bigger, more noble calling for the Christian believer. And that noble and righteous calling and responsibility is being effective ambassadors for the Lord Jesus Christ. And that, to me, is very important, that we recognize the value of our lives as ones who have the product of God's Word and the calling to hold it forth to others. You know, our Heavenly Father has allowed us, His children, to have that responsibility, that privilege, that opportunity to share His Word with other people. And since the day of Pentecost, the beginning of Christianity, it has been evident that God's people have that holy privilege of making God's Word known to others. Now, in Acts 1:8, Jesus Christ, His last recorded words were that His disciples would receive power and that they would be witnesses to many cities and unto the uttermost part of the earth, right? So He wanted to let them know they're going to receive power to walk victoriously in this life, but also to be witnesses to the uttermost parts of the earth. And that includes San Diego and everywhere else. On that first day of Pentecost, some great things are recorded in chapter 2, but at the end of chapter 2, it talks about that they continued daily in the temple, and the temple is where people would meet and hang out, worship there, of course. But this verse goes on to say, not only do they continue daily in the temple, but they would continue in house to house. This is where the fellowships took place, in the homes for the most part. So they would continue daily in the temple, house to house, doing what? Well, they were holding forth the word, and it says, and God added to the church daily, as should be saved. So God really counts it important that we hold forth the words of his word to all people. You know, in chapter 4, verse 20, it says, we cannot but speak the things which we have seen and heard. This was Peter and John. They were called on the carpet by the local leaders. But here was their confession. This is what they were into, is to speak and do the things that they were called to do. In verse 31 of that same chapter, it talks about they prayed, and the place was shaken after they prayed. Now, that's your prayer time, isn't it? Have you ever been in a prayer meeting where it started shaking the building? Well, it did for them. And it says, and they prayed, and they spoke the word of God with what? Boldness. You see, it's all about holding forth the words of life. In verse 33, and with great power gave the apostles the resurrection of Jesus Christ. They were great witnesses, you see. Chapter 5, verse 20, that wonderful verse that says, go, stand, speak in the temple, all the words of this life, the encouragement to hold forth the words of life, God's word. And in verse 42 of chapter 5, it says, and daily in the temple and in every house, they ceased not to teach and preach Jesus Christ. They were into it. It wasn't a once a week deal. And it wasn't about, oh, I'm going to believe God so that I can have two cars and a big house and the more abundant life. You know, the more abundant life for them was getting other people into the Word of God so that they could be born again, have eternal life, have a relationship with God, have Christ in them, have the gift of Holy Spirit operating nine manifestations. So very evident in the early church that they would go out and witness. Go out and make available the wonderful word of God. And now it's our turn. The church has not changed. Our calling has not changed. It's some 2,000 years since the beginning, but we are still given the responsibility of the ministry of reconciliation and the word of reconciliation. God hasn't written any more Bible verses for us to believe in, right? There's no new stuff coming down, I don't think, either. So these are great truths that we want to really, really grab onto. And so tonight, I really want you to come away from tonight's fellowship with two things. And number one is what I've been talking about here, realizing your awesome responsibility of functioning in the family business and holding forth God's word. Okay? Number one, I trust I've shared to that degree there. But the second thing is I also want to share just briefly some tips on witnessing and holding forth the words of God. And we're going to work with each other, help each other with different ideas and thoughts and skills that we can implement in our lives so that we can effectively move God's word in our areas here. So we'll be having handouts and information so that we can help each other along these lines. But I thought it would be good tonight just to mention seven things that I think are important in light of witnessing. These are keys. These are things to consider and think about when it comes to outreach. And number one, first, build a desire to do it. You know, build a desire. Have the desire. Get excited about the words of life. Aren't you blessed that somebody gave you the word? That somebody told you about the Lord Jesus Christ? And how to rightly divide the word of truth so that you could believe it and get born again and speak in tongues and and just walk with power and the love of God? Sure. So why not have the desire to help other people receive God's word? Number two, pray about outreach. We pray for people to get healed. We pray for people for their physical situations, for all kinds of things. Well, pray about outreach. Pray about God opening the door for outreach. In chapter 6 of Ephesians, it closes with Paul soliciting their prayer so that he could boldly speak the words of God. So pray about outreach. Number three, listen. When you are out living life, listen to God. You ask him, God, let me know who I can talk to. What can I say? And I tell you what, do you think God wants to help you? Do you think God, this is his business, and he's the CEO. He's going to want to let you know who to talk to and what to say. So look forward to this. Listen to God. Know that he will talk to you. Another thing is act on what he says. When you get inspired, then go on it. Act on it and see what happens. Because if God's talking to you and you act on it, there will be fruit. There will be great results. Number five, connect with people by asking questions. I know for some folks, they might be a little timid. They're not used to talking to new people. And it's kind of hard. My background, when I grew up, I was very timid, very inward. And so I get it. I get it. But there's some things that we can do that will help us connect with other people. And the big thing you can do is ask questions. If you notice what they're doing, what interests the people have, then ask questions about that, okay? If they've got a Padres hat on, well, you've got some great things to talk about. They just won their first game, I guess, this afternoon. So ask questions of their interests. And then I think a great question, we ask this question every Saturday morning, is can I pray for you? And boy, oh boy, you'll be surprised where a lot of people are blessed to have someone reach out and pray for them. Number six, be ready to tell your story. Why did you respond to the word? What was it that got you interested in getting born again and coming to the family of God? And we each have our stories. So think about your story. Because people would want to know, well, why are you interested in the word? And you can tell your story. Only you know your story, and you can tell it very well. Then the seventh thing I just want to leave with you is follow-up. You know, if you meet people and they're interested, obviously we invite them to fellowship. But make sure you follow up. Get their phone number. Get their name. And then follow up with them. Give them a call and let them know. You know, it's always good to call within a 24-hour period of time. You meet someone, you have a great conversation, you get their phone number, call them that night or the next morning and just say, hey, I was so blessed to meet you and talk to you and looking forward to the other future times that we can visit. So follow up. And there's other things I know that we could do to little tips and ideas to help us witness, and we'll be sharing those as we get into the harvest outreach. But what I would like to do right now is I'm going to ask Dan Mekus to share with you an incident, a situation that was fairly recent for him where he witnessed. And I want you to listen to see if you can pick up on some of the tips and some of the things he did that helped him in witnessing. So, Dan, I'm going to take you off of mute here.
Okay. Can you hear me all right, Bob?
Yes. Go ahead. Speak up, sir.
Okay. This involves the woman that I met at the gym last week, and I called him in my mind Bottle Man. And I told Bob that I met Bottle Man at the gym. Now, I haven't been at the gym for a number of months. I do go bike riding and other things, but I hadn't been able to go to the gym. Well, I met this man. He was on a machine. I was on a machine. And I was going back and forth on some things, and I noticed his water bottle, kind of a larger water bottle. But on the water bottle, it had the word blessed, just a simple word, blessed. So I noticed it when I walked by. I noticed it when I walked by again. And then I was finishing my workout, and I was getting ready to go in the pool to do the aerobics, to do my laps. And I stopped. There was one lane open, and I knew if I could just get there, I'd get the lane. But God was stopping me at the door to the pool saying, go talk to the guy with the bottle that says blessed. So I'm taking a few seconds to decide, gee, if I just jump in the pool now, I'll get that lane. But it might not be here when I come back. But I turned around, went up to the guy that was working out, got his attention. He took his earbuds out. He said, yes, yes. I said, well, I noticed your bottle. He said, yes. I said, well, your bottle says blessed. And I already knew what I was going to say. God had really helped on this. I said, well, tell me something. Your bottle says blessed. So does that mean that the water inside is holy water? And he started laughing, and I laughed. And then we talked some more, and he talked about loving God. And I told him this is my first time back to the gym, and that I was talking to him. He said, you picked me? I said, well, actually, no, God picked you. I wanted to go in the pool. God told me to go back and talk to you. So he said he loved God, but then when I asked him some questions, he began to just dump things out. Why hasn't God given me the job that I want? I've been waiting with God. God has, and on he went as I asked some questions. And I told him fear, F-E-A-R, fear, F-E-A-R. Fear is like false evidence appearing real. And he goes, whoa, say that again. I said, fear, false evidence appearing real. Well, he said, say it again, and he typed it into his phone. And we talked a little bit, and he turned to me and said, sir, would it be okay if I could somehow contact you and talk again? But talk about knocking me over. I said, certainly. So he asked for my phone number. I gave him my phone number. And guess what? The other day, I looked on my phone, and he had texted me. And he said, I so enjoyed meeting you. He said, I can't wait to talk with you again. And he said that... don't forget to tell me the story of Amen and the snake story. And the whole point is when I got all finished with this, I went to the pool, and I pretty much had the whole pool to myself. So not only did God give me one lane, he gave me the whole pool because I turned back and did what God wanted me to do. And Aaron, the man's name, when he began to spill things out and I asked questions, that's when the spigot opened up. So that's God working in our hearts just on a daily basis of things that we do naturally. That guy was there. I was there. His bottle said blessed. So from holy water, we went to big water in the swimming pool and a blessed Aaron who wants to meet with me, and we're going to do that later this week. Thank you.
Yeah, thanks, Dan. That's great. Yeah, some great keys there. You know, he's listening from God. Dan loves to witness to people. And he was listening to God. God told him what to do. And he finally did it. And he noticed blessed. So he had a connection there to communicate with them. And he's been following up with them. So, yeah, it's pretty simple. It's pretty simple. When we do our Saturday outreaches at the Old Town Transportation Center, we look forward to that. at the first time we did it, it was awkward. I wasn't real excited about it because it was unnatural. But now it's become spiritually natural to do it, and we just look forward to it every week because it's a lot of fun being able to minister to people and pray for them and do some great things, and just all kinds of stuff goes on. And it's exciting because God works with us. Well, I'm looking forward to this week and Sunday and the next 4 weeks as we get into holding forth God's word and doing the family business. And I'm real thankful for what God has done for us. And why not do a little for him, huh? For sure. So I'm looking forward to working together with all of you to sow and to water God's word and see God give the increase, okay? Great. Well, you guys are God's best, and I'd like to leave you with a song.
Raise your head and say it loud. The righteousness of God is ours. Of our sonship we are proud. We're bought back from the devil's power. We're set apart by Christ. And we're reconciling men to God, serving them the bread of life. We are sons of God, shining as a light, casting out the darkness, holding forth the word of life. Fearless as we stand upon the promises of God, proclaiming the wonderful works of Him every morning, noon, and night. Proud. reconciling men to God, serving them the bread of life. We are sons of God with power. Raise your head and say it.
And sure, wonderful to be with you tonight. And we look forward to being with you Sunday for Sunday's fellowship. And we'll kick off our harvest outreach. So bless your hearts. And I'd like to close with a word of prayer. Heavenly Father, thank you for the privilege you've given us to be in your family, that we can have eternal life and eternal fellowship with you and your Son. And so, Father, we are grateful for that and thankful that we have the opportunity to help others see the light and see your wonderful love and grace and mercy that you've extended to all people. So we're so grateful to be in the family business, Father, and thank you for working within us to open up wonderful opportunities for each and every person to touch someone's heart, someone's soul that is hungry to know you, Father, and be in your family. So I thank you for this. In the name of Jesus Christ, amen.
Started.
Okay. Well, bless your hearts. And look forward to a future time together with y'all. So I'll take y'all off of mute.
I haven't heard that song.
All right. God bless you guys.
Can you hear me?
Yeah, everybody's going off. I don't know. Open, you know. Huh. It's not touch.
It's
supposed to be open
now.
Yeah. Yeah, I don't know what it is. Microphone's here, but it's open. Oh, it's open. Yeah. I don't think it does. Maybe it says, does it usually say here?
Yeah, just still recording.
But, okay, I didn't hear it on here. I heard it on your phone, but